you, but I got no time for that, damn. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I miss you, but I got no time for that. How could you wish you never play me? Had no time for that, damn. Play me, you my lady, got no time for that. How could you moving like you crazy? I ain't call you back, damn. Leave me alone. Drunk as fuck, bitch, you dumb as fuck. Run it out the box, damn. Leave me alone. Yeah, 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 yeah.
See my body ting, and she a freak, 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 freak. And I pussy clean, now I'ma eat. Like, hope a nigga don't overdose. Add them shit, add them chops, add them sticks. And think about it, fuck it down to the shit. And the other shit was cold, now I'm in there on the foes. Give me a book and I make it a load. She dubbing a man and call me. I'm a pretty ass nigga, like, what you think? I'm making a way, well, I can sing. These niggas wanna get on my pill. Tell me, oh, do I say so? I'm sending them shots, but I lay low. Am I hate? She thought I was a god, but I don't obey. See that these fuck niggas on me. When my bitch, you know that she fine. Fuck her down in the island. All these bitches gon' say that they want me. All these bitches gon' say that they on me. But lock up my heart cause I'm fine. I don't want a home. I want a bitch to lie. She my body ting, and she a freak, 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 freak. And that pussy clean. Now I'm a eat. And a wedding ring. And she know we on a better thing.
Sometimes Jimmy, I'm tired. Yeah. I can count that shit with no eye. You kill my partner, we ride. Little nigga, we ain't letting shit slide. Y'all niggas ain't letting shit die.
Yeah.
Hit a nigga bitch outside. Then I put up the V-Live. And we had them sticks outside. Dragging on lean, I'm tired. Y'all niggas can't join my life. I ain't giving no high five. I ain't giving no high five. I ain't giving no high five. I ain't giving no high five.
And get kissed by the sun. Baby, the sun has magical powers. And keep your head to the sky. It's gonna be alright.
Yeah.
I took it too far. too hard. This shit is toxic by far. Cause we'll be back up by tomorrow. You don't love me, you don't trust me. You just like to say you do. Going crazy on the daily. Start shit to fuck up my mood. You got my nerves back. Always on bullshit and I ain't on that. If I start the tripping, end up going back. I'm packing up my shit on your annoying ass. Oh, trust in me. Why can't you just put trust in me? Change your mood around company. And you do it so suddenly. You just do shit to fuck with me. Got me sleeping uncomfortably. If I move, I get up to leave. You gon' react and come for me. I'll be waiting.
Yeah. is going on. The dust has only just begun to fall. Crop circles in the carpet, sinking feeling. Spin round again and rub my eyes. This can't be happening when busy streets amiss with people would stop to hold their heads heavy. Trains and sewing machines, all those years, they were here first. Oily marks appear on walls where pleasure moments hung before the takeover, the sweeping insensitivity of this still love. Trains and sewing machines,
you won't catch me around here.
Blood and tears, they were here first. What you say? That you only meant well, well, of course you did. What you say? That it's all for the best, of course it is. What you say? That it's just what we need. You decided this. What you say? What did she say?
And some notes came falling out your mouth. Mid-sweet talk news, people are gullible. Speak no feeling, no, I don't believe you. You don't care a bit, you don't care a bit. Some notes keep falling out your mouth. Mid-sweet talk news, people are gullible. Speak no feeling, no, I don't believe you.
Thank you. will remain for the duration, waving the flag. Feeling it drag like a bump on a bump on a log, baby, like a in a fist fight with a fog, baby, step four chains and a duet. And I regret how I said to you, honey, just open your heart when I got trouble even opening a honey jar. And that right there is where we are.
o'clock, 8 bells, WJSB, Washington, D.C., the Sundial. The music is recorded. Here's Joe King with the news.
This is your Allo News reporter with last-minute hit-the-spot news, brought to you four times daily through the courtesy of Allo Beer and Ale. Allo Beer has such a remarkably fine taste that it's making more new friends than any other brand of beer that's sold in Washington. Here in Washington, you can get this outstandingly fine beer for only 10 cents a bottle. Allo Beer always hits the spot. Well, both sides in the European war appear to be marking time. Germany is rushing thousands of troops and supplies to the Western Front. The Allies likewise are massing strength at the foot of the Nazi West Wall. There are apparently well-founded reports that Britain and France have decided on a major offensive against the German fortifications. There are rumors that Germany plans a big drive also to take the play away from the Allies. According to one report, the Nazis may even be planning to violate the neutrality of Belgium or Switzerland in order to avoid a head-on smash against the Maginot Line. The next few days should see major developments of one sort or another in this great conflict. Warsaw is still holding out against the Germans in the east, but there is no longer a real eastern front. The German high command says the Polish campaign is closed, and if there was much more fighting to be done in the east, it is hardly likely that the Germans would be rushing troops and guns to the west. A French army communique this morning says there was only minor fighting on the western front last night. An important development may be in the making in this country today. Congress is meeting at noon in special session to hear President Roosevelt's appeal for repeal of the arms embargo. The president is scheduled to address the lawmakers at 2 o'clock. Meanwhile, here are some more of this morning's war headlines. The Red Army claims to have taken 60,000 prisoners, 280 guns, and 120 airplanes in its drive into eastern Poland. The French claim that the first major air battle of the war shows that they are superior to the Nazis in the skies. German planes are reported to have been shot down by French flyers in American-made pursuit ships. Jewish refugees from Poland are said to be in a state of terror as a result of the Romanian government's order that all undesirables must leave the country in 15 days. Reports persist, also, that the British have captured the German line of Bremen and that the big vessel is now in a British port. This report, however, has not been confirmed. High British sources say the only strange thing about the reported uprising in the Czech provinces of Germany is that it came so early in the war. They claim plans for a revolt have been brewing in Bohemia and Moravia for a long time. However, the Germans describe all reports of trouble in what was formerly Czechoslovakia as pure nonsense. And from Ankara, Turkey, comes word that the foreign minister of Turkey is sailing for Moscow today. The visit is causing considerable speculation throughout all Europe. It may have an important bearing on Turkey's future course in the war. President Roosevelt goes before Congress this afternoon with data gleaned from long study of the neutrality problem. This research was climaxed yesterday by a 2.5-hour session with Republican and Democratic leaders. After that White House meeting, it was agreed unanimously that the primary, nonpartisan objective was to keep the United States neutral. Mr. Roosevelt and Vice President Garner favor outright repeal of the whole neutrality law. However, when the chief executive felt out the conferees on this proposal, he was told that not more than 5 members of the powerful Senate Foreign Relations Committee would agree. The Foreign Relations Group must report out the measure before it can be considered by the policymaking Senate. A poll of committee members based on earlier votes and expressions of opinion shows that a majority would approve amending the neutrality law, as Mr. Roosevelt asks. Roughly, the provisions now in effect forbid sale or export of any arms, ammunition, or materials of war to belligerents or to neutrals for transshipment to nations engaged in war. Opponents of this setup charge that it favors Germany because the Allies cannot take advantage of the huge munition stores otherwise available in this country. As it would be amended, the law would allow any nation, regardless of its status as a belligerent, to buy all it wanted in the United States. Listen in again for the Allo News Reporter, brought to you by the Globe Brewing Company, Baltimore, at 3:15 this afternoon. Remember, when you order beer, be sure to ask for Allo, the beer with the famous flavor. Joe King speaking. This is Columbia Station for the nation's capital.
WJSB Washington. 5 minutes past 8 o'clock. I have here a little matter called an electrical transcription.
This is Gabriel Heater inviting you to share a journey of adventure in a radio studio. We were rehearsing a program featuring a chimpanzee in tails and white tie and high hat, and a photographer came along. A picture, please, of you and the chimpanzee shaking hands. And I said, all right, I'll take a chance. And all went well until the flashlight bulb went off. And that brought a growl which turned me cold all over. I'll never know as long as I live how I got my hand out of his. Well, there was a program to do, and I did what I always do when I want new energy. I reached for a bar of Peter Paul's Mounds. Rich in chocolate, rich in coconut. Just about the best tasting candy I've ever known. Mounds, M-O-U-N-D-S. What a bar of candy for 5 cents.
Oh, yes, sir. It's 6 minutes past 8 o'clock. And that concludes that electrical transcription and begins another one.
Time to relax and enjoy yourselves, folks. Here are those 5 Southern harmonizers from North Carolina way, the Vass family.
He stole that old skillet, and he stole that old lid, and he stole them all for to make shortening bread.
Man's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Man's little baby loves shortening bread. Man's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. 3 little darkies lying in bed. 2 were sick and the other most dead. Then for the doctor said,
feed those darkies on shortening bread.
Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread.
I slip to the kitchen.
Ooh.
I slip up the lid.
Ooh. Slip the pocket full of shopping bread.
Hey, Johnson, what you doing out in my kitchen?
Well, Lenny, honey, I just wanted to ask you, would you,
Oh, what you trying to say, Ike? You wish me to wear?
Well, what I really wanted was some shortening bread.
You stole the skillet, you stole the lead, you stole that gal to make shortening bread.
They caught me with the skillet,
oh.
They caught me with the lead.
Caught you with the gal to make shortening bread.
This court will now come to order. Ike Johnson, I fines you $6 for stealing that skillet and $6 for stealing the lead.
Yeah, I'm the judge.
And you are sentenced to 6 months in the jailhouse for... What's that you eating on, Ike?
This here shortening bread, judge. You have a little bite?
That's good stuff. Ike Johnson, your sentence is changed to 6 days in jail.
Thank you, the judge. Thank you, sir. I got one more little bite of shortening bread here.
You is, huh? Sentence suspended, court adjourned. Give me that bite of shortening bread.
Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread.
Attention, please. Do you know that Alka-Seltzer will bring you quicker relief from headaches? It will, and here are 2 very important reasons why. First, Alka-Seltzer is in complete solution when you take it. Thus, it is ready to go to work without delay to bring prompt, gratifying relief. Second, Alka-Seltzer's analgesic or relief-giving agent is protected by valuable alkaline buffers which prevent partial breakdown when it comes in contact with stomach acid. This claim cannot be made for many pain relievers. Remember this fact next time you want quick relief from a headache. Then ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer tablets.
I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along,
rolling, rolling,
just rolling along.
Day long, day long.
I'm quitting the blues of the world, just singing a song,
la, 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 la.
Just singing a song.
Listen, friends, do you know how to cure a cold? If you do, you can make yourself $1 million. You see, to date, no one has been able to find a sure way either to prevent or cure colds. Millions of dollars have been spent in research, but with very little success so far. Something has been accomplished, however. You can relieve much of the distress of a cold, and here's the thing to do. Get plenty of rest, eat simple foods, stay out of drafts, and take Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer can bring you quick, pleasant relief from many of the symptoms of a cold. You know, that dull, throbbing head and that stuffed-up, grippy feeling. But whatever you do, don't take chances with a cold. If symptoms persist and fever develops, call your doctor at once. Try the modern, pleasant Alka-Seltzer way to ease the misery of a cold.
That was an electrical transcription. It's 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. For the protection of its patrons, ladies, Capital Fur Shop imprints its famous stamp of approval on every fur pelt and every fur coat offered for sale. Each pelt must be perfect in every particular to receive this stamp of approval. This method of selecting skins assures you of furs of the highest quality, both as to beauty and texture. Yet with all this extra protection, Capital Fur Shop prices are no higher and in many cases lower than those elsewhere. For instance, coats of mink-dyed muskrat are priced at only $129.50. Skunk coats, 40-inch length, priced at $149.50. The mink dyed's $129.50. Remember, a small deposit reserves your selection, and customers may enjoy free parking at the Capitol Garage, 13th and New York Avenue, and then a waltz me around the corner to Capitol Fur Shop, 1208 G Street, Northwest. 12 minutes past 8 o'clock, the 21st day of September. The autumnal equinox, unless I am badly mistaken. The man says, fair and cool today, says. Mr. and Mrs. Lester Knapp of Arlington are doing a 7th anniversary today. Greetings from Mr. and Mrs. Hill. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. 13 minutes past 8. Here's the foursome.
There'll be a change in the weather.
16 minutes past 8 o'clock. The sundial, WJSB, Washington, D.C. The music is recorded. If you're interested in good appearance, my friend, you'll be interested in Fred Pelsman's Johnny Walker Tweeds with the Drape, as seen in Esquire. Tweeds in a multitude of tones. Tweeds for business, tweeds for school, tweeds for sports, tweeds for sparking. And in Johnny Walker suits, starting at $29.50. In sports coats, starting at $15. And in top coats, starting at $25. The suits feature a husky breadth of shoulder, you know, and soft construction that contributes to the smart drape effect. Featured in Esquire magazine, shown at Fred Pelsman's 13th and F Fashion Shop, which is Washington's Esquire store, as everyone knows. These clothes are worn by men who value an investment in good appearance, and you can make no better investment. So drop by and see Fred Pelsman, will you? And ask his opinion on the style situation. He really knows. He just spend all of his time studying trends and fashions and one thing or another, and he can tell you what's what and what isn't what. The 13th and F Fashion Shop, use the Pelsman pay plan. You need not pay cash. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. And there'll be some changes made. Hey. Mr. John W. Widrow, Nicholson Street, Northwest's birthday today. Mrs. Georgiana Knott of Hughesville, Maryland, is 78 years young today. Mrs. Knott has 8 children, 23 grandchildren, and 1 great-grandchild. Happy birthday, Mrs. Knott. Here's hoping you'll soon be up out of that bed. Peggy Garner, Kensington, Maryland, has a birthday today. And Raymond W. Bellamy, Jr., Chevrolet, Maryland, is 8 years old. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. The surest way to win promotions in any line of work is to keep on studying. A full-time position during the day needn't stop you, because employed people who are ambitious to get ahead can take the Strayer College evening courses Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evening. Register for secretarial training to start next Monday, September the 25th. Students have a choice of subjects and hours. Strayers offer new courses for beginners, review and speed building classes for those who have attended commercial schools. Register today. Remember, your best employment insurance is a diploma from Strayer College in the Homer Building, 13th and F Streets, Northwest. Let me see what is here. Mary Louise Stott of Fredericksburg, Virginia, is 6 years old today. Greetings from Aunt Jo, Mary Lou. Mary Charlotte Stark has a birthday. Greetings from your mother, Mary. Raymond Sims of Alexandria is 7. Louise Randall, Triangle, Virginia, greetings from Mother and Daddy. 19 minutes past 8 o'clock. Thank you.
22, 8, 20.